I want us to look tonight because our whole focus is love this week. Our whole focus is on the love of God. So remembering what matters most in our life, to remember what matters most is based on godly love. The thing that God's going to look at in every one of us is the type of love that we have. Do we have the love that is so solid that even though we could wring their necks, the ones that we love, but we still love them? And that type of love, and God looks to us, and He has expressed His love to us. There are three truths to remember about godly love, and that's what we're going to look at. Truth number one is the best use of our life is love. The best use of our life is love. As a matter of fact, that's first and foremost in our life, is how much we love. When we one day meet our Lord, then everything that's going on that He's looking at is going to be focused on love. Not just His loving us, which we can never get that close in comparison, but in how much we loved each other. Folks, you have to grow in love. It is a learned trait. It is a learned function to loving is to love someone no matter what. 1 Corinthians 14, first part of verse 1. Let love be your highest goal. Let love be your highest goal. Two reasons, God says, to make love your highest goal. First one is, God says, love is what life is all about. So, therefore, if we focus on love, then we see life. That's what life is about. God created us out of love. God created us for love. God created us that during the process of living, we would be able to love Him. We would be able to talk with Him. He love us. And God says, I want you now to take that love and love your fellow man. But love is the key to peace within our heart. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 3, this is the Message version. No matter what I say, what I believe, and what I do, I'm bankrupt without love. If you don't have the heart, you know, I listen to people, you all have to. They spend so many years in a profession. They spend so many years in ministry. And say, you know, after this many years, I don't love going to work. I don't love doing this. I don't love doing that. Then we always say, well, here's what I don't love. Well, what do you love? Well, you know, what do you want in your life? What are you wanting to do within your life? Well, I've become so hardened. All of us get hardened. Every one of us, we will see individuals that will use others time and time and time again. But God says, my love supersedes that. And growing in love over the years, I understand that. God puts up with us. And we mess up all the time. Lord, I love you. Then, Larry, if you truly love me, why don't you do what I say? And the focus is that throughout Scripture. If you love me, then you will follow my commandments. If you love me, you will follow my lead instead of trying to get God to follow us. Number two, as a second reason, your greatest lasting attribute is love. All the other attributes of God are going to be gone. You got our faith, we have our hope. These are the main focuses of the attribute of a Christian. But the attribute of love is everlasting. 1 Corinthians 13, 13. There are three things that will endure. You got that? That will endure. No question. Faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. Faith and hope will endure. That's why we Christians can smile even though we don't feel like smiling. That we can, you know, we can find that peace by faith in Christ. We find that, that peace that only He can give. And the hope is there, a hope of a better tomorrow, a better today. And so we live in hope with those who have gone on. We live with the hope that we will see them. And the faith knowing that as Christians we truly will. Love is difficult, even when we're trying to figure it out. Well, I don't know, you know, of all the years and the marriage counselings and all that I had, well, I don't know why I don't love them anymore. I don't understand why, but I don't. Preacher, I don't love them. And I mean, not only do I not love them, I cannot stand to be in the same house with them. And so you listen to that and say, okay, what has changed? Tell me this, what changed in your all's relationship? At what point did it change? Can you look back and see at what point it changed? What do you see as the cause of the original change? And just about right down to each couple, they always pointed at the other one. When she did this, when he did that, and it was like picture I had, a cartoon of the Christian, or the counselor, marriage counselor, and you see both of the people on the other side of the desk, the husband and wife, and they are going at it. And you see the counselor putting his finger up like this, and he's opened a drawer with a gun in it. And you know, that's about how it gets. Then it's strange husband, estranged wife, where once there was love, there is now bitterness and hatred. That's the, you know, of the definition of being estranged. How can two people who say they loved each other so much, that turn into pure hate of each other? What goes on in relationships that do that? Now listen, it's not just the lost world. Well, I get afraid for kids because they're so mean to each other, period. But, you know, I've told kids before that in different places when I would be asked a question about what is really the problem in the family unit today. What is the problem that you see with the families? I said, the biggest problem I find in any family is the adults. Well, when the breakdown, it's the adults. You've got a kid, when you love one another, it's husband and wife, and you have a child that's gone off into the world, which is not uncommon at all. But you see that. Then the parents start blaming each other for that situation. The kids hear the blaming, and then you find that the kids will play them against each other. But it all comes down to the main problem with children today is the adults. Why do they do it in front of them? That drives me crazy. Hey, if you two want to call each other names, would you please go out back, beat each other up, but just don't do it in front of the children. Because once they start hearing it, and then what happens, the children have to take sides. Okay, who are they going to take sides with? Well, who are they with the most? Or what was the argument over as to the, especially in the teenage years? Well, I'm going to, they'll overhear something of mom and dad. And I'm sorry, kids will do what it takes to con. But it always comes back you know, we asked the question, is there an adult in the room? Well, now my main worry is, please give me the kids. And do I have a kid in the room? Because they at least are reasonable. The kids are, and the more you read scripture, the more you see why the Lord fussed at the disciples, told him to keep her mouth shut and let the kids come to him. And after you've been through with enough of the fights and family feuds and all that other garbage going on, no wonder the Lord said, give me the kids, you adults, get out of my sight. The thing the Lord asked him to do was stay awake and pray. He slept right through that one. Now, truth number two. Remember, truth number one is the best use of our life is to love. Truth number two, the best expression of your love is your time. Now, folks, it doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor. And it does not matter all the clothes you buy your kids, all of the toys that you buy, all of the bigger toys you buy, and all of this. The kids, the family, each other, we want the time of that individual we love. The time is precious to all of us. The most important area of our life is our time. Well, you don't spend any time with me anymore. The children, when I would talk to them, again with these parents' situations, and talk with them, I don't know. I wanted to spend time with Dad. I wanted to spend time with Mom. Now I just don't want to spend time with either one of them, either separate or together. And so what, again, I've seen, it's all the adults. But Psalm 39:4, listen to this. Lord, remind me how brief my time on earth will be. Isn't it just like the grass or the flowers? They grow and then they wilt that night, and our time is so short. How come we spend so much of that short time we have on earth in bitterness instead of in love? If we can't get along together for the short period of time, and remember, it's not even a twinkling of an eye, the period that we live on earth. And this period that we're here, this is not even what life is, folks. Our true life doesn't begin until we leave this body, and we're living throughout eternity, and we can't even get along with each other for 70 to 100 years. We can't do it. Because it's always, if it's not a fuss or not a fight going on, well, wait a little bit and we'll start one. You know, when I remember that with churches, you know, say, well, that church had been leveled out now for years. Oh, shut up. Don't bring that up. Because I guarantee you, somebody won't like something. Whew. Psalm 90, verse 12, teach us to make the most of our time. So we know. Now, I remember asking some friends years ago, professors and all, said, can you write this letter for me? I need to do this for the prison system and endorsements and stuff. And I used to wonder, now, why does it seem like that, you know, yeah, you're going to have to give me a couple of days to get it for you. And then I think, why did it take so long to get it? You know, all I'm going to ask him to do is to write a letter. And then, now I'm the one they ask, can you write this for me or write that for me? Sure, give me a couple of days so that I can, you know, get this down for you. But because when you're writing, especially when you're writing on behalf of someone, if you're an individual of character, you have to make certain that you word it properly, where you don't overdo it and you don't underdo it. You be honest. And then you wish you weren't asked to write it when you're trying to be honest and realize, gosh, if if I say anything good, I'm going to be lying. Sure as the world. I had one guy that was had put my name on for pastor. He was going to, and the pulpit search committee called me and said, "I want to know your name was put in." I said, "He put my name down?" Yeah. Hadn't asked me at all. And I said, "I'm sorry. I was raised understanding something. If you can't say something good about somebody, you don't say it. So I'm going to pass on this one." And I got a call from that guy that would, Uhold would know him, actually. But I got a call from him later, mad as a wet hen at me. I said, "What did you put me down as a reference for? Last time I saw you, you tried to steal the speakers from our church. Why in the world would I do that? I've threatened the law before you could bring them back. And then you use me as a reference?" Wasn't smart. But it was, you do that because your time. You spend time on training someone. You know, will you help me out and sort of, I just want to be under your wing. Well, if you're going to be under the wing of someone, be under the wing and learn instead of saying, "No, I don't want to do it that way. I don't want to do it this way," or "No, I see it different." Then do it your way, but don't take up the time of those who have, you want to get something done properly, get the busiest person you can find. If you can get them to do it, I guarantee you it'll be done right. But 1 John 3:18, we must show love through actions that are sincere, not through empty words. Now here's the thing on the time. I knew I had written this. Your time is your life. The ones you love want you. I remember somebody saying, "Well, you know, no, go ahead and have somebody else out of church visit them." No, they want to see the preacher. They want to see the pastor. Certain times they don't want to see the pastor, but they want to see the pastor. They want to see the pastor. Okay, the ones you love want you. They want your eyes, your ears, your time, your attention, your presence, your focused attention. It know how you take a child or you see parents do it, hold her face and say, "Now, do I have your attention?" Well, that's exactly what the focus is that people want. When we love the folks within our life, the best we can give them is of our time and focus time. Not just there, say, "Yeah, I'm in a room. Go ahead and do your thing." Later on, you wish you could get that time back, but you can't. Ephesians 5:2. Live a life filled with love for others, following the example of Christ, who loved you and gave himself as a sacrifice to take away your sins. Live your life filled with love for others. If you truly love someone, then you will give them your time. You will care enough, but you'll also care enough to be stern. You will love enough, knowing they're going to be angry with you for what you're about ready to tell them, but you love them too much to tell them so you won't hurt their feelings. Truth number three, the best time to love is right now. Again, you don't get the time back, folks. The best time to love is right now, not when things settle down. I'd heard this. This was part of my counseling deals from years gone by. When things settle down, I'll do it then. I got to wait till things settle down. Or not when we reach a certain, as soon as I get this standard of living, I'll spend more time with my family. Well, what good is all the money, all the jobs that you have for your family, and then you go home and you don't have a family? Oh, no, it was too important for me to do. No, the most important thing in our life has got to be the ones we love. Now, understanding that in the ones we love, the most important thing for us as Christians is in the ones that God loves. Huh. And best I recall, he loves the world so much. So the love and our time, spend time to help someone and love enough to do it also. Galatians 6, verse 10. Whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone. Ephesians 5, 16. Use every chance you have for doing good. And Proverbs 3, 27, 28. Whenever you possibly can, do good to those who need it. Never tell your neighbors to wait until tomorrow if you can help them now. Well, can you come back tomorrow and I'll give you a can of pork and beans? Or tonight, I can give you some stale bread. They'll take the stale bread because the time is now. The time for us to love one another is now, not later. Well, I'll wait. God will give me enough faith when I'm dead that I can love them, surely, because I don't love them here on earth. Well, I wouldn't, if you don't, this goes back to with the Lord. If you don't serve the Lord on earth, what makes you think you're going to serve the Lord in heaven? When people do not recognize the Lord on earth, what makes you think that the Lord's going to recognize you in heaven? Why is now the best time to express love? We're not guaranteed a tomorrow. We're guaranteed a today when we get up. Maybe a short day, but we're not guaranteed a tomorrow. Circumstances change. People die. Children leave home. I've got a little story here about George McGovern I'm going to read for those of you all who are listening. George McGovern, one-time presidential candidate, wrote a book about his daughter, Terry, who died of alcoholism. In 1994, she was found frozen to death in a snowbank where she had fallen in a drunken stupor. After his daughter died, McGovern pored over Terry's diaries and talked to all her friends, trying to figure out what she was thinking. And he discovered that he was not as good as father as he thought he had been. While he was spending 18-hour days fighting for political causes, his daughter Terry was at home writing in her diary that she missed her daddy, but he probably didn't miss her because he probably didn't care about her. McGovern wrote in his advice to parents, show more love to your kids by spending more time with them, especially during the adolescent years, no matter what it costs your career. That way, neither of you will have regrets. And he writes this, I'd give everything I have, and I mean everything, for one more afternoon with Terry, just to tell her how much I love her and have one more of those happy times that we used to have all too infrequently. Remember, the best use of life is love. The best expression of love is your time, and the best time to love is now.